Well, when we want to talk about the Temple Mount, the preparations to build the next temple in the city of Jerusalem, we do go to Jerusalem, and there we have a conversation with Rabbi Yoel Karen. Now, some very interesting developments taking place this last week. We want to talk with the rabbi about that. Yoel, I have to really find out what is the story behind the fact that the Temple Mount has been shut down to all non-Muslims until after the month, the very important month for the Islamic people, the month of Ramadan. What's the story? Give us the details.
The claim is that due to Muslim sensitivities during their holy month of Ramadan, they don't want Jews on the Temple Mount riling them up and upsetting them. But the truth is, as usual, the whole thing is ridiculous. Every year, for many, many years, I have gone up to the Temple Mount during Ramadan. It's always been open. The Muslims fast during the day, so the police tell you when you get there, don't do anything that's going to upset them. Don't bring up any food or water. Don't do anything like that. And we go up, and it's fine. There's never been a problem. And all of a sudden, they concoct a problem where there wasn't one. They're upset. There's a couple of things going on. It was when so many people showed up on the 9th of Av, including government officials, government ministers showed up to go up to the Temple Mount on the 9th of Av. They didn't like it. Netanyahu doesn't like it. He wants it stopped. He wants things quiet on the Temple Mount. He doesn't want the Temple Mount becoming more popular. So he doesn't like that. Number two, he's having his arm twisted by the Americans to go into these negotiations with the Palestinians, and the Americans don't want anything. They don't want to give the Arabs an excuse to pull out, basically. And the last thing they need is them to say, Jewish provocation on the Temple Mount, so we're canceling negotiations. So that's the other excuse that they're using. But again, there's never been any trouble. There's no reason. And it's absolutely ridiculous. It's totally unprecedented to ban all, not Jews, all non-Muslims are banned from the Temple Mount right now. If you came to Israel, spent thousands of your hard-earned dollars to come here and wanted to visit the Temple Mount, you're out of luck. You can't go. Only Muslims are allowed. And this is a violation of Israeli law. And it's just, I don't know. It's things have gone too far this time.
Yoel, I saw a report about Muslim teenagers spending the night on the Temple Mount. Overnight, they would go up on the mount and bring their sleeping bags or whatever, and just stay the entire night. Does that factor into what's going on in the Temple Mount at this time and for this reason that they've shut it down?
No, that I really don't know. I really don't know anything about, but you know, it's every week they're trying to pull some new gimmick.
With this in mind, there must be a concern among those activists of you who are out there wanting to have access to the Temple Mount, go up there, do teaching, do preparation for building the temple up there, etc. What about the government? Are they just playing real hardball? You said Netanyahu did not want this to happen. I know some of your friends who are in the Knesset itself, and we'll talk about Moshe Feilin in just a moment, but others who may be really upset about this decision to shut down the Temple Mount. You mentioned on Tish B'Av, which is, of course, the day that the Jewish people mourn the destruction of the first and second temple. That's the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av. But what about some of those ministers in the present Israeli government who went up there at that time? Are they concerned about this decision?
They are. They're very concerned. They're very concerned, and it's becoming very, very openly and blatantly clear who's pulling the strings, that Netanyahu is pulling the strings here. It has nothing to do with police. It has nothing to do with concerns for safety or public order. It all has to do with politics and Netanyahu's politics. You know, it was one of the big, it would be funny if it wasn't so sad, but you know, in history, there haven't been that many people who outright made a decree against Jews going up to the Temple Mount and banning them from the place. And someone had a large sign the other day, and it says, no entry to Jews. They were at the temple with this large sign. It says, no entry to Jews, Titus, Hadrianus, and Netanyahu. This, of course, was the general Titus who destroyed the temple and expelled the Jews and took them captive. Hadrian, who put down the Bar Kokhba revolt and expelled Jews from Jerusalem and changed the name of the city. And then now they said Netanyahu, the ideological heir of these Roman persecutors.
Well, indeed, that is the case with the prime minister, but the deputy speaker of the Knesset, Moshe Feiglin, who has been elected to the Knesset, has a major role in the Knesset at this time. I understand he's calling for Jewish people to flood the Temple Mount. Now, explain what that means, and is it a possibility that it could happen?
That means that next week, we're all going to the Temple Mount, and it's going to be on the first day of the month, the Hebrew month of Elul, of the sixth month, the biblical sixth month, and we're going to go, and we're going to go to the Temple Mount in the morning, and we're going to try to go up. And if they don't want us up, we're going to force our way up, or at least we're going to try. And that's what Moshe is saying, is that the time for being courteous has passed. For years, I have gone up to that mountain, and I have done everything that the police asked of me, whether it was right or wrong. I've done what they asked, and I didn't argue with them, and I didn't fight them, and I didn't veer from their instructions to the right or to the left. That got me nothing. That has gotten me no respect. It's gotten me nowhere. And the time has come to be a little less courteous with these people. And that's what Moshe Feiglin actually called for specifically. He says, we need 1,000 people who are ready to make sacrifices. We need 1,000 people who are ready to be arrested. And that's what we're heading for, a confrontation next week.
Have you heard whether the Israeli Defense Force will show out to assist the Jerusalem police in stopping this demonstration from taking place?
They have all sorts of tricks that they'll try to play. They'll try to head people off from even getting to the old city. They'll do everything that they can to keep us away. But, you know, you have to try. I have to be able to look myself in the eye and say that I tried.
What do you think the reaction by the Muslim people is going to be with so many Jews trying to go up onto the Temple Mount at one time?
It'll be the same as it always is. They'll be there with bottles and rocks, and they'll throw bottles and rocks. And that's why the police give in to them, because, you know, the one side, they know that our side will behave like human beings, and they know the other side will behave like animals. And they would rather keep the other side from behaving like animals, so they give in to them. And this is the way it works. But it's gotten to a point where something has to give. We won't be stepped on and walked over anymore.
Well, that is going to be an interesting conflagration there on the Temple Mount, or at the entrance to the Temple Mount, at least. When the Jews, 1,000 of them, according to the number the rabbi just has given us, will endeavor to try to flood, go up onto the Temple Mount. They're going to use force. They're going to do what they need to. They're going to be willing to be arrested. Possibly some of them could even be hurt. We'll have to see and stay on top of this story. And I tell you what, we'll do that with you, Rabbi Yoel Karen, next week. If you're not in jail, if indeed we could hook up with you in jail, we'll talk to you. But do be careful when you go to the Temple Mount, my good friend, and thank you so very much for updating us on what is happening as we focus on the Temple Mount, the most sacred piece of real estate in all of Judaism. In fact, put that aside. It is the most sacred piece of real estate in all of creation. And we'll continue to talk with Rabbi Yoel Karen about all the activities that will unfold there. Rabbi, thank you so very much for the time spent talking with us, and we'll be praying for you this next week.
Thank you. Keep us in your prayers.